Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this satsang that we like to call radio, and radio that we like to call satsang, a heart-to-heart communion, is being recorded for Saturday, April 22nd, 2017, and I'm most grateful to be with you. We're going to take a look at the way of the heart today because I am working on this new series, the Heart Sutra that Gautama Buddha did so many thousands of years ago, and it's so beautiful. It is the essence of the teachings, and people write in questions about it, and these are emails I have gotten in the last month or so. I hope that they are intriguing for you and that you find them helpful. I want to remind you that it is only through your tax-deductible gifts that we are able to offer these Aspire radio programs and our new TV programs coming up, hopefully, on the Heart Sutra. If you go to the website at aspire.org, you will see gallons and gallons of my radio programs and my TV programs over the years, and we still haven't got them all up, and there's so many. So we're slowly getting them migrated over. It's quite a chore. Anyway, it is only through your tax-deductible gifts that any of this or all of this happens. And if you're enjoying our radio programs, we hope you will become a sponsor. Just go to the website at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G, and there you will see support. And if you click the button, why support Aspire, you will get all sorts of information about where your donations go, what they pay for, and the tax status that we have. All gifts are tax deductible, and you can sign up right there if you like. You will receive so many things for being a sponsor. Over 122 discourses are available for you. Your monthly message of the month, as well as podcasts, video casts, and commentaries that I make especially for those of you who enjoy them. So there you are. I hope you will help and help me serve humankind in this most unique way. What is the heart? What are we talking about here? When I talk about the heart, am I talking about the same heart you are, which is exactly what some of our listeners are talking about here. Anyway, I'm going to offer to you this these beautiful questions, and I want to thank my my questionnaires. I want to thank them for taking the time. The first one comes from Carol. She does not tell me where she lives. What is this heart, quote unquote, you speak of? I have a heart, and it is very passionate. Are we talking the same language? Carol. Carol, we are not talking the same language here. The heart I speak of is the portal for all wisdom, all insight. This heart that I speak of has nothing to do with passion and emotion. Passion has everything to do with emotion. The heart I am speaking of is totally different. And this is why it is so difficult for people to basically understand the language of the Heart Sutra that Buddha offered, as well as understand many of the things that I'm teaching. When I was teaching formally, I was very silly. I assumed people wanted to know the way of the heart. I assumed they just needed some reminding. I assumed that they were interested. I was wrong. Very, very wrong. We are so inundated with the passion aspect of it all, as you say here in your email, that we think anytime someone shows us love in the form of affection or thoughtfulness, that tantalates and stimulates our emotionality, that we have touched the way of the heart. And this is simply not true. The way of the heart is a totally different thing. Emotions are emotions. Passions are passions. And they sustain themselves through Greg's, human emotionality, his basic stupidity, as it were. And he keeps that going and going and going, and he misses what the meaning of his life is because he thinks that fulfilling his emotionality, whatever it may be, through gratification of any kind, and this fervent emotional feeling he has to fulfill his passions, that he has done something spiritual. That would not be true at all. Not even remotely true. So if I'm going to look at my life and I'm going to live my life in accordance with my passions, I'm going to miss everything that is pertinent and important to the way of my life. I'm going to miss love. I am going to miss love. And that is the worst thing. People think that the love they have for their children, or the love they have for their spouse, or the love they have for money, or the love they have for their kitty cat or their puppy, that that is the totality of love. And we never go past it. Now, that is simply not true. There is nothing wrong with human affection, but when human affection replaces the depth of the heart, the authenticity of the heart, then you have an issue. The heart is the heart. This heart, as I said earlier, is the portal to the universe. This heart ends the cycle of birth and death. And there are certain people who are ready for the heart in a spiritual manner, but their ego, their intellect, their emotionality keeps them from having that direct experience because they think that their human heart, which actually defies the authentic heart, is the only heart they have, and that we are speaking the same language here. We are not speaking the same language here at all, not even remotely. So the essence of it all is that the spiritual heart cannot be described. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, but it isn't. It is nothing that I can grasp, Carol, intellectually. It is not an intellectual effort. The human heart functions as the human heart does, to sustain, to spread the rumors and the gossip of my body and my emotionality. It interprets everything that happens via emotions. It's saying, well, this person loves you, this person hates you, this person said this to hurt you, this person said that to hate you or to affectionize you or to manipulate you. It has all sorts of means, endless means of deception, because the human heart gets broken. It gets hurt. And then you start falling into depression. And this depression doesn't go away because your human heart is fulfilled in some manner or in some way. People feel like they're not enough. I've heard people tell me, I just don't feel like I'm enough. Well, if that is so, why? Because we have not developed ourselves beyond the human heart. The human heart is the manner, the method of living here on earth and creating nothing but mischief for ourselves. My mischief in my human heart is to seek constantly affection and gratification. When I am no longer interested in that affection and that gratification, that is when I can find the other heart. You find that inside yourself as the direct experience. And the only way, I hate to say this to you, Carol, but, you know, in my novice point of view, the only way I have found it to work is through, of course, meditation and silence. The more profound and elongated the tones are within you of silence, the more you will hear that which cannot be heard through thought. You will hear it through the heart. It is the heart that starts to vibrate. It percolates within me at a much deeper rate than the human heart can. It gives me wisdom. It isn't looking defensively or offensively at getting or rejecting or having or not having. The human heart depends upon getting and having. The human heart takes everything personal. The spiritual heart, that's something totally different. It awakens and it points towards that which can be understood forever. I'll go down with some more questions here, Carol. Hopefully you'll hang in there and be able to listen and understand. Carol, thank you for your beautiful question. I have to move on. Please forgive me. Namaste. Jane is the next questioner. She says, how different is the heart that you speak of and my own heart and soul? Jane. Jane, to me, from my direct experience right now, on this date, I can tell you that there is no difference between the authentic heart that I speak of here in the Heart Sutra and that of my soul. To me, they are one. And once deeply understood, not by the intellect, but accepted by the state of my being, a transformation begins to occur. This transformation exceeds anything you and I have ever known in our life before. My life, well, it was a series of situations and events before the Heart Sutra, before the heart awakened. And I was looking at everything as it came and as it left. And when you live by the human heart, you're always kind of leery of people and situations because you're afraid you're going to get, quote-unquote, hurt. The person who lives in the human heart is constantly hurt. There is constant need and want and desire. But the person of the authentic heart, the original heart, there is something more happening to them. Consciousness pervades everything. And you begin to realize without thinking that you don't need thoughts anymore. That the duality of right and wrong, of good and bad, do not need to occur within you. It is unnecessary. You will find in this non-duality a brand new life, a meaningful life, a life that brings forth depth, clarity. You won't get thoughts anymore. You will see things in their totality. This is the big difference. In the heart, human heart, everything is broken up into small events, and I can get petty and vengeful and prideful. But in the real heart, the authentic heart, the big heart, which I consider my soul, as something other than what I believe in is at play. Meditation is the only way this can happen. Meditation affords the direct experience of what it means to live in the heart, the authentic heart. This is so deeply important to understand. And so few of us care to take the time to understand it. We are mesmerized by what we see in the world because it provokes emotion. The more emotion I have, the more I will think I feel. But the problem is I start to cave in to emotionality to the point where I live strictly out of emotions. And emotions are everything. They produce everything that is illusion and delusion. You have to come to a point where you're not taking your life personally. And this is the key. When you meditate, you don't take it personally. You don't meditate to be personable or to be personing, as I like to call it. I do make up words, but it's the best I have to share with you. Because what I'm talking to you about here is wordless. It has no words. There's no such thing as words here. So you start to feel this beauty inside. The human heart can always be broken, but the spiritual heart that you live in and that you and I authentically come from and in essence are can never be broken. Not ever, not never. That's the difference. If I continue to do my petty acts of living, where I'm only living to get what I want, I will miss the meaning and the authenticity of everything that is and is important. Don't let your petty heart, human heart, take you away from the beauty of the heart. Here's how you do it. Give up being a person. Give up the impulses you might have about your emotionality, what you think is right and wrong, what is fair and unfair, what you think is personally afflicting you or helping you. Give them all up. It's duality, and it'll do you no good at all. Rather than getting involved in that, move into the heart. Sit quietly. Put your focus on your breath, going in and out. And if you have my Heart Sutra CDs, just sit there and focus on the tone of the heart. There's all sorts of them on my website at aspire.org. And I'm not trying to sell you. I'm really not. I'm just giving you a point of interest. If you don't want to do that, then just watch. Soon, something will spring up. Something you had not expected. And once it is allowed to be there, to spring up, to bring you beauty and truth, you will understand everything that is the nature of your life. You will understand the nature of your living. All of a sudden, the bigger picture occurs. You realize why you're here. What a blessing this is. How huge this is. Your ego will be swallowed up by emptiness. And in that instant, that just that very instant, and it will only happen in an instant, everything becomes vitally clear. that it is love that matters. Not what people think of you, not what you think of people, not what you have, not what you don't have. You won't be caught up in any of that. You will see everything as it is. Everything is love. Everything is kindness. Everything is about unconscionable generosity. And once that is realized, nothing more is necessary. Yes, it is love that is most important. How you live in that love is everything. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. You know, at every retreat and workshop I do, I explain this over and over and over again to my students in an effort to help them understand what they need to do with their lives. And at times it can be very trying to them. Trust me, I understand that. But it's more than worth the effort to seek the way of the heart. The last question comes from James. None of these people, for interesting reasons, ever told me where they are listening from. What is the relationship with the heart and what I think of as love? I am very confused, James. True love, authentic love, James, don't be confused, has nothing at all to do, nothing at all to do with what I can think. Thinking only shows my ignorance, my willfulness, my pride. Thinking is all about protecting the human heart. If you look at the quality of your thoughts and what they are aimed at, you will see they are only there to protect my human heart, to keep me from getting hurt or to get me something I want that will make my human heart feel good, which is another odd form of protection, but that's what we do. I will live in the constant ignorance of this until the day happens where something devastating has to happen to my human heart. And then I will start to turn this boat around, if I am wise, and realize that the human heart is nothing but gratification and misery. And then when misery becomes gratification, there is a terrible thing that begins to occur within my life. I become depressed. When you are done with the idea of being depressed, when you are done with the fears that constitute making up depression, like the fear you're not enough, the fear that you won't have what you need, the fear that because of you very personally, you're going to, you know, suffer grievously. Until you are done with all of that and you no longer want to hold that in your life, you will not find the way of the heart, which is the most important thing in life, the way of the heart. So when you are looking at your life from the point of view of something that sustains misery, that is when you can know without a shadow of a doubt that you've gone the wrong way. Love is not about what I believe in. Love, true love, is not about what I want. Love is not about what I have, what I don't have. It isn't about any of that. Love, true love, is a moment in the authentic heart where you can see through the veil of the humanness and into the light of the heart and soul. It is here. It is in that moment that we find our oneness. And that's what brings us into the sanctuary of peace and quiet. And I can tell you, as a person who has experienced this without duality, it exists within every single one of us, and any one of us can do this. I hope that helps you, James. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something that I can help you with, please know I am here. If you come to the website at aspire.org, which I hope you do, you can offer your question there. Just go to the website at aspire.org. You will see media, hit media button. Some table of contents is going to drop down. You'll see Satsang with Siraj. And just go there and you can email me. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning. I hope you will join us. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.